I guess we'll just get your thoughts on the whole game now that it's over with.
Our game, I'm really looking forward to the game tomorrow, but I got to tell you, I had butterflies the whole game. I thought, okay, they'll go away after the first period, but yeah, it was great. And then I was on the ice the last 3.6 seconds with Mario, and then they added time to the clock, and ooh, okay, here we go. Here we go. So it actually, it's nice. It was great. We're in the same dressing room. We've really socialized with them over the weekend. It's been a very special weekend for Winnipeg, special weekend for me personally. Great seeing all the guys again, and couldn't ask for a better team to play against. We certainly respected those guys, and we loved playing against them, so it's fantastic the Oilers came and joined us.
I was watching you, too, even at the banquet last night, and like shaking hands with Yari Curry and stuff. How well did you know them, given the battles you guys had, and how well have you gotten to know them this weekend?
Well, it's all about professionalism. When you're on the ice, you know, what happens on the ice stays on the ice. And off the ice, we're still colleagues. We're still in the same industry. And so, you know, we certainly have a tremendous amount of respect for them. Doesn't mean we hate them off the ice, but on the ice, we battle as hard as we can and we don't give anything up. So tonight was no different.
But I would assume you get to know them a little bit better doing something like this.
Well, a lot of the conversations were about, hey, what have you been up to? How are the kids? How many kids do you have? Where are you living now? And we really didn't talk. We reminisced a little bit about the battles, but it was really about the personal stories of what are you doing now? How are you doing? And great to see you transition doing well. And so, or what kind of injuries do you have? And how many surgeries have you had? And what are you overcoming to play in today's game?
Still a little emotional, too, that maybe this might be the last time this group of Jets players gets together as a group like this?
It could be. No question. There will be a next generation coming in. But then, you know, you had... maybe I may come back as a coach, maybe not a player, but the very last 3.6 seconds, Mario came over to me, took his hand out of his glove, and he said, you know, it's been a pleasure. I'm retiring after this shift. So he thought it was going to be a short 3.6. The next thing you know, they added time. So, okay, it's going to be good.